started.
Hello?
Hey, good afternoon. Is Ken in right now?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, Ken. My name's Pete. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. Just trying to touch base with you real quick. We sent out an offer to the your location at P.O. Box 22. We pre-approved you for some capital and equipment up to $250K. Just wanted to introduce myself and answer any questions. Did you get a chance to take a look at it?
Well, I've been pretty busy this week. I actually haven't had, you know, some come in, but we wasn't looking for any money at this time.
And yeah, nothing coming up in the pipeline this year. Any bigger projects?
Well, we may have in the near future, but I don't, you know, right today and you know, the next couple of weeks we don't have.
Yeah, no, I wasn't looking to get you. Wasn't looking to get you set up with anything right now. Just kind of introduce myself, establish the relationship from here on out. Mm-hmm. What do you guys do? You do any do you commercial work, contracting? What do you do?
Yeah, we do. We do Lumos Networks fiber installations of the homes. We build fiber lines. We set poles, anchors, and you know, aerial construction.
Nice. Do you work with any of the major
lines for them?
Cool. Do you work with any of the major like television networks or communications networks?
Well, this Lumos Networks, that's a local telephone company. I have three areas of theirs. They only have three, and I have them all.
Nice, nice. You got into really competition around.
Well, I've been doing work for these people since 1983, so they kind of know who I am.
Oh, really? So you've been around. How'd you get involved in it?
I worked with them, going in contract and, you know, building telephone lines for them. Started in 83 here. And I just, you know, in 92, I went on my own full time. So then I, you know, in the last, about 5 years ago, I started doing their fiber installation of the homes. And then they got away with their construction crews. And now I'm their construction crew. We're on call 24/7.
Oh, wow. That's a nice little growth.
I got two crews out right now on a broken pole. lines down.
How often does that happen?
Typical Friday. Oh, it can happen any time. I mean, I got two calls today, but we're already slammed.
Well, is right now your busy season, the summertime, or are you just always busy?
We're just always pretty busy anymore.
Well, I mean, yeah, you.
Since I took on the aerial construction, and we got some capital improvement jobs coming in, we're going to be quite busy.
Meeting
first of the week on the you know, projection of what they got coming right now.
Oh man, that sounds like you're going to have a good year, man. Are you growing since last year?
We are
sales
growing.
Up? Good,
we
good.
Growing. Yeah, last year we more than doubled our. What we normally do, and we may double that this year.
Nice, nice. Well, you know, you're doing something right.
We're not huge, we're a small company, and we're just growing.
Good, well, you know, that's what we're in the business of doing, you know, helping smaller businesses get some financing that they need, you know, equipment and capital, and it's unsecured, which is really nice, because it's not like you have to put up your house, your equity, or anything like that, but, no.
We try not to buy anything, other than, you know, I've bought some trucks and that. I just take out a local bank, which I have stock in. And, you know, it's just, we'll pay them off here very shortly. It's just because, you know, we're waiting on the phone company to pay us on several good-sized jobs. So
I was gonna ask that. That's my next question. How do you get paid usually? It's I'm assuming it's not up front. Is it like a net 30 or something like that?
Actually, it's usually within 2 weeks of the job being completed.
Okay, so upon completion, and you got about 2 weeks.
Yeah, we go out and do a fiber installation job, and my daughter, she does all the bookkeeping and such that. She turns that over to them, emails and stuff to them, and they get the approval, and you know everything is. It's got a job number on each one of them, so we.
Do you ever
turn it around?
Do you ever run into, like, cash flow issues when you're waiting for your receivables, or...?
We haven't been. We have not been. Several years ago we did, and we've got to change around. They do a direct deposit now.
Oh, nice.
By Thursday morning, we got it in our...
ready to spend.
Yep.
Do you normally go to your bank, though, if you need some financing? Like, you have a line of credit or something like that?
No, I don't. I haven't needed any of that kind of much.
Wow, good for you, man.
We've been holding our own. I try not to borrow anything I don't need for.
Exactly. When you do finance...
Nobody helped me out when I didn't have anything, so why the hell I want to go out there and look them up now?
Hey, you know what? I had a guy say the same thing yesterday. He said, man, 5 years ago when I had no money, like, I was begging for financing. Now I got $1 million in the bank and I got people calling me all day. He's like, Tell me how that works, man. Do you normally go through Delage Landon when you do your financing for, like, some equipment? Or what'd you do with them?
I think they went through them to finance some trenchers that we bought.
Trenchers?
We bought them off of Vermeer. We bought some cable trenchers.
What are the... used to dig up the ground or put the cable underneath?
Yeah, we put interduct in and pull the fiber in it.
Nice, nice. I could shoot you a quick little, you know, information about us, Ken. You know, I'll stay in touch with you. I'll touch base, you know, maybe like once a month, once every other month, and see if anything's come up. And, you know, if you have an emergency where you need to replace some equipment or you got a big project coming up.
Maybe after I have a meeting, I'll know whether we have to add any more equipment to our...
When's that meeting?
What we get? When I have a meeting on Monday with them, you know, what the new, what all the projects are and what else we need to have on board. I may be putting another crew on. I'm not sure. If I do. I may be buying another truck.
Nice, nice. What kind of trucks?
They're trucks, utility trucks.
Okay.
I may need to get another digger truck and another bucket truck. I'm not sure. What the job calls for.
When you say put it together another crew, how many people run on a crew? Like, how many men do you guys have?
2 to 3. Just depends.
Depends on the job. I got you.
We have to be versatile in what we do. We have to be able to go from one type of project to another. You know, sometimes we're aerial, sometimes we're buried.
Yeah, exactly.
I train my people to do all of it.
Which one do you like? Which one's easier for you?
I've been doing it so many years, it don't really make no difference to me.
Doesn't make any difference.
I've been doing it since 66.
Wow. How'd you get involved in the industry? Did you just family business?
I went to a lineman as a lineman. Went to work for Penn Line Service out of Scottsdale, Pennsylvania.
That's the way to do it.
I've been doing this stuff. Running tree service and utility work ever since.
Where is that part of Pennsylvania, Scottsdale? I'm familiar. I'm from New Jersey, New York area.
Well,
but you're down in Virginia now, right?
I'm in Virginia, but Penn Line Service out of Scottsdale, Pennsylvania.
I gotcha. Yeah. Sounds like we've been doing this for a while. But Ken, I'll give you a call on Tuesday and follow up with you and see if there's any...
Well, you can check back with me Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that. I ought to know a little more if I'm going to be needing anything, but...
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I got some cash on hand, and I have some personal money on hand, so I don't... You know, I'm not going to get myself strung out, let me tell you.
I gotcha.
I didn't get where I'm at today. I never bankrupt in my life, and I don't have any intentions there.
Oh, yeah, no, you don't...
By sticking my neck out too damn far.
Exactly. Now we only lend to people if it makes sense for the business, because they're unsecured loans. So a lot of the time, you know, if you miss a payment, there's nothing we can do. It's not like we can take anything back. So we're pretty picky about who we lend to and who we pre-approve. So yeah, I'll give you a call back on Tuesday or Wednesday afternoon and check back in with you. And if you don't need anything right now, no problem, Ken. You have a good weekend, though, okay?
Sure.
Definitely not today. All right, take care.
Right.
Bye.